Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zooming In with Brooke Garrison and Logan Peck, a podcast for the curious and creative where we'll dive deep into photography, entrepreneurship, and life beyond the lens. And I always say, you know, behind every successful entrepreneur is a tribe of other awesome, go-getting entrepreneurs behind cheering them on and clapping. Blah, 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 blah. That's not what I wanted to say. Shit. Okay. So the saying goes, behind every successful entrepreneur, Logan is laughing at me.
I can't stop.
Behind every successful entrepreneur, Logan is there laughing at you. No, I'm just kidding. But I think everybody kind of knows that general saying that's like, there's people who always have your back and in your corner. And it's so important to find like-minded people, and especially in the creative and freelancing industry, that is so important. So today we're going to be talking about how to build and find a creative circle.
And I think an important part to distinguish from that is finding like-minded people, as in people on a similar path, but people who actually think differently and are willing to challenge you to help you grow. I think that's an important point. But we're going to talk about those differences today.
Mm-hmm. Also, this isn't just for photographers. This is just anybody in the creative realm who's got that hustle, who's building their business. I think it's so important to not find people that are exactly like you. He's like sending me signals over here and I have no idea what they are.
Don't read into it. You're doing great, Brooke.
I don't feel great. So do you want to share your first tip today?
You were in the middle of a sentence, so I want you to finish.
This is rough. This is really difficult. Okay. I don't even... Can we just like start over?
You want to roll it from the top?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zooming In with Brooke Garrison and Logan Peck, a podcast for the curious and creative where we'll dive deep into photography, entrepreneurship, and life beyond the lens. And we just want to preface this episode with, this isn't just for photographers. This is for anybody in the creative realm, anyone who's building their own business. We know that sometimes the entrepreneur track tends to be a little bit lonely sometimes. And we just want to share some of our experiences, how we met each other, was actually featured on one of the first episodes of our podcast. But Logan is now part of my creative circle, and we've developed some awesome tools and ideas for you today to help you build a creative circle of your own.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that starting with us, Brooke, is a great way to get our foot in the door with this topic. So I want to paint a holistic picture for everybody listening to this podcast of just exactly what had to happen in order for this podcast to become a reality. Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago, actually, it all started 3 years ago when I decided to go on Birthright and go to Israel for the very first time. I previously didn't spend that much time at my university's Hillel, but after then, I had a wonderful spiritual and religious experience there, and I started interning at the university Hillel in the months following. After that, I ended up starting my very first podcast as an intern for UF Hillel. That podcast only made it to 6 or 7 episodes. My co-host, shout out to Rabbi Grossman, if he's listening to this, you the man, you the rabbi. He brought on Danielle Gertner as one of the people to interview, and that was actually how I met Danielle for the very first time. Our first conversation that we've ever had was recorded on the podcast. If it wasn't for that piece, I wouldn't have met Danielle. Potentially, I could have met her other ways, but there's no way of knowing. We just mesh really well together. We look at the world in very similar ways, and we get along very well, to the point where I got invited to photograph her Connection 2018 event, which is where Brooke happened to be, and where we were introduced to each other by Danielle. If all of those things hadn't happened, who's to say if we'd be doing this podcast today? And I think that that is a true testament to why we wanted to talk about this topic, because if I hadn't surrounded myself with people just by doing the things that I really wanted to do, then I wouldn't be doing today the things I love.
Mm-hmm. And I think something important to add to that story, especially from my perspective, is yes, we did meet at Connection, but then because of that experience, I started the Gainesville Photo Collective. And it just so happened the way the universe worked is that you and I, out of all the other photographers in the area that day, are the only ones that made it out and were available. And without that one-on-one time talking and getting to know each other, it's like, who's to say that we would even be sitting here right now doing this? And I just think that that is so cool. And also, it's cool because your creative circle does not have to be a massive, massive network. Like, you find people that really like see you, understand your journey, and are on a similar path, and one connection could be worth more than 10 or 15, you know, surface level connections. So I think some people are so focused on quantity, and sometimes the quality of these creative relationships too can give you something tenfold.
Agreed. So really, what we want to frame this topic around is, how do you start building that network? So, Brooke, if you had to start all over today and build a creative network, what would you do?
Well, I want to address that, but I also think it's important to share a little bit about my story finding a creative circle, because I think it's something that a lot of people out there can relate to. I've always been very creative growing up. Like, I would be at Thanksgivings with family at age 7, and I would be under the oak tree, like, sketching in my sketchbook. And when you see the world through the eyes of an artist, I feel like it's really hard for people to understand you sometimes. And it was so nice as I've gotten older, especially and entered college, where there's so many opportunities to find other creative people that really understand you and kind of get it. But the search for that was not always easy, and it took me a lot of time to get comfortable with who I am as a creative. And also, like, you have to learn how to put your ego aside and soak up things from other creatives like a sponge without feeling like you're in competition with one another. I think that is so important. And just by going full-time with my photography business in Gainesville and being a avid supporter of other creatives in the area, whether that be in person or on social media or trying to invest in small businesses as much as I can, I just have really grown to appreciate, like, even in Gainesville, although I'm about to move to start my job, it's like there is such a startup hustle culture there, and it's amazing. And there's this big misconception that everybody's, you know, cutthroat and everyone is out to get each other and everyone's just trying to climb their way to the top. And I see it as something totally opposite. It's like, how can I extend my hand to you and we get up there together? And in that process, we're both going to become stronger. And I think that is absolutely beautiful. So in terms of when you start seeking a creative circle, the first thing I can tell you is don't be afraid to make the first move, because it's lonely and you may seem unapproachable just as much as you think someone else seems unapproachable as well. And I think it's so easy to reject yourself before you even get potentially rejected. And by writing someone off and just thinking, oh, they're not going to want to hang out, they're not going to want to get coffee, or they're not going to want to share these insights about their business, they're not going to want to mentor me or be mentored themselves or shadow on a shoot, like, that is the easiest way to isolate yourself. And that's the fastest way to stop your growth.
And I think it's important, Brooke, that you brought up the not wrapping yourself up too much in what are they going to think, mm-hmm. by reaching out to them and being willing to make that first move, because that, like, that is so crucial. Like, the DM is incredible. The fact that we have the ability right now that I could, if I wanted to, go on Instagram or Twitter and send a direct message to Pitbull. I could.
Now, I mean, I just sent a direct message to Tyler C. from The Bachelorette last week.
Casual, what did you say?
Oh, it was something super lame. Like, he posted that he had just joined a TikTok, and I was like, you don't understand, Tyler. Like, I've been waiting for you to join TikTok. You just made my whole day. Did he answer? I don't know. He didn't, but it's fine. He's just waiting until Christmas to be like, Merry Christmas.
Right. Just kidding. Of course.
I'm just kidding.
But we have access to information in ways that we never previously have. So don't be afraid to send that first DM, right? It could be somebody, maybe you have a friend of a friend. That's awesome. That's how great way you can connect with someone brand new. I mean, like the way I have found a lot of my creative friends has been through Instagram.
Yes, me too. Other because people. We're on the app all the time. Literally.
Some more than others.
Yep. I met a girl named Adriana Santiago. She is a YouTuber and content creator from the Gainesville community. And she actually, I followed her. I saw her on the related post page and she just had this beautiful cohesive feed. And I was like, wow, this girl is so cool. We were in the journalism school together. Wild, what a small world. And later that afternoon, she hit me up in the DMs and was like, hey, this seems so weird, but I feel like we have so much in common, but yet somehow I've never met you. Do you want to get together and talk and like go get coffee or lunch this week? And it made my freaking day. And it was cool because she was confident enough to be like, hey, like I want to get to know you, because I feel like we live in such a day and age where that's so rare to come by. Like people are very put off by a stranger walking up and wanting to have like a casual conversation in a coffee shop. But sometimes I think you should learn to embrace that, especially if it's another creative reaching out to you, because we're more alike than we are different, no matter what industry we're in, I feel like. And sometimes the differences are what make you really learn something and really grow. So hi, Adriana, if you're listening. It was so wild. I ended up sitting just randomly right next to her boyfriend at graduation. And that was just the way that the line worked. And I was like, wow, what a small world. If I hadn't met up with her for coffee, I wouldn't have even known that this was her boyfriend. And I don't know, that's just really cool. Like, what's that? Like 6 degrees of separation or something like that.
Yeah. And I think we're all connected within 7 degrees of separation, I believe.
Something like that.
In the world, right? We know someone who knows 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 that person.
So somewhere down the line, somebody knows Zac Efron. And if you want to like let me know, that'd be great, because I would love to meet him.
And someone down the line knows Gal Gadot, knows Wonder Woman, and I would really appreciate that. if you could connect me.
Oh my gosh.
No, super excited for Wonder Woman 1984, though, coming out June of 2020. Anyway, sidebar over. Back to the task at hand. I think a reason why you should consider even making a creative circle is because of how much those people will influence your way of life, right? The people that you surround yourself mm-hmm. with, like those with whom you spend the most time become who you are, mm-hmm. right? If you are hanging around and spending time with people who are very growth-centric, that are very honest in their pursuit of what drives them, what fuels them, what inspires them, then you are going to be surrounded with that mindset all the time, right? I think it's... Everybody deserves to have 5 great friends in this world, and the 5 people that you spend the most of your time with will definitely dictate a lot of aspects about your life more so than we think.
I completely agree. And I think one way to seek out and find these people is that they're probably closer than you think. So if you are feeling overwhelmed about finding a creative circle, something I want to ask you to is think about all of your friends or acquaintances right now that you follow on social media or in real life that have a side hustle, that have their own small business, that love to do graphic design on the weekends, that are learning calligraphy. Those are just some examples. I know for me, being in the journalism school, I was a copywriter at the agency at UF, which is an advertising agency. So I was like, boom, literally 100 creative students right there that I could go into our co-working space with and just meet and learn something new. So take inventory of all of the people that you know right now and just see, maybe I should get to know them better. And I'm sure that you'll find something and find a connection there that you didn't even know was there before. And then if you feel like you don't know anybody, something that I would suggest is to join Facebook groups, local Facebook groups. I know that there are some that are niched down and then some that are kind of broad. Like right now I'm a part of, I believe it's called No BS with Bree and Steven. And it's a whole wedding vendor creative Facebook group. So it's not just photographers. It's also wedding vendors of all kinds. And it's all over the world. So that's one way to definitely expand your network, especially creatively.
Yeah, and I think that's an awesome thing to do, Brooke. I would love to also give some special shout outs to people that I've met that are also in creative pursuits. We already talked about Daniel Gertner. Shout out to D. Gert.
Oh yeah, I have another local shout out as well.
Founder of Gertner Grind. Mm-hmm.
I also want to give a shout out to Real Driven, which is Nick Updike. He's a dear friend of mine and also a fellow Innovation Academy student at UF. And he has his own podcast. He is like a wellness coach and he's super motivational. I highly recommend following Real Driven on Instagram. And I'm so thankful for him, even though he's in kind of the health and wellness industry and that side of it. It's so cool to be able to sit down with someone and just grind out work on our websites and bounce things back and forth off of each other. So I'm just really thankful to have found connections like that here in Gainesville. And I'm excited to cheer us on as we're all on our way to the top for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like going to the coffee shop, squatting up, and everybody bringing their laptop and everybody's working on their own thing, or maybe they're collaborating on a project together. But the world is your co-working space and you're just mm-hmm. around other people who are doing and making, and it inspires you to also want to do and make at the same time.
The world is your co-working space. I love that. We need that on a mug or something. And that was actually on my list as well, was to host an open house / mini mastermind, or just get a bunch of people together. Because sometimes you're working on a project that's very like thought heavy. Like I know when I'm writing my book, like I have my headphones in and stuff, but sometimes you just don't want to do it alone.
Yeah.
You need people that are down to sit next to you and just grind and keep each other accountable.
Well, one of the things that you can do when you're working on a team and you're all physically co-located is you can ask each other for feedback right away, right? If you're not sure how to do something, you can spend some time and then pull them aside and say, hey, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. And if you're working on your own thing, but there's another person with an entrepreneurial or growth mindset that's also doing their own creative endeavor, you can pull them aside and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I've done so far. I know you've done something similar. Can I get some feedback? Right. And I think being willing to ask those people with whom you surround yourself for honest feedback, and hopefully they provide you with true feedback, right? Because there is something to be said for having a well thought out critique of anything that you're doing. I think that is super valuable and very underrated, right? Because we think about feedback in that, well, what if they criticize my work? They probably will. They should be, because mm-hmm. that's how you're going to get better.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And
I have a couple more shout outs
okay.
that I would love to give. So first one is my graphic designer friend, Caroline. She is at sweet_Caroline_design on Instagram. Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Good times never seem so good.
So good.
That's my like 2 a.m. leaving the club on the way to go get pizza song.
Is it?
Yeah.
On your way to Pizza by the Slice?
Yeah, not that I frequent the club or anything, but we love Sweet Caroline.
it's a bop. So Caroline is a fantastic hand lettering artist, but she also creates these awesome custom stickers that she sells on Etsy. Go check her out. She's phenomenal. She's really awesome to work with. And just an all-around great human being. So sweet_Caroline_design for all your design needs. Also, huge shout out to Colin Austin, the founder of New Scooters for Less in Gainesville and the WHOA, also known as the WHOA, GNV podcast. He's actually the one who I met and gave me the advice necessary for me to start my very first podcast. He's the one who told me about what Anchor was and how it all worked. And his podcast is all about bringing you businesses and individuals that make you go, whoa. And he's got a really cool personality. And he's a great inspiration for things like merch and things like that. So we should definitely, I'll show you some examples. So he is at Colin Austin, C-O-L-L-I-N, Austin, on Instagram, and he is on TikTok and all that stuff too. He's really cool and definitely deserves a major shout out.
We will be sure to link all of these people's awesome accounts in the show notes below.
Yes.
And I also want to add that they have no idea that we're shouting them out right now. So
yeah.
Surprise. We love you guys near and far, whether you guys know us that well or not. I have another shout out too.
Yeah.
Isabella.guava on Instagram.
Isabella.
Yes. Oh my gosh. She's the coolest person ever. Honestly. But basically she helps stress solopreneurs become empowered CEOs. She is a founder of the Hashtag Matrix, which helps get social media engagement. And she also does a ton of online courses and stuff as well. Her podcast, the Guava Girl Podcast, was what actually got me interested in podcasting. I used to commute a lot between Tampa and Gainesville for photography. And that is what I listened to on the way there. And it really helped me realize how much power we have with our social media. And she's absolutely like so real and raw. She produces great content and is very inspiring for anybody in the creative industry or freelancing industry for sure. Wow, Gainesville just produces so much talent.
Like, yep.
I'm just really impressed and thankful that in the 4 years that we met people like this.
So I've got a few more shout outs too. I love that this just became a chain of shout outs. I would love to give a shout out to Yeah Gross at who he, his name is Josh, Josh Gross. He is a videographer, cinematographer, who I actually met through Colin Austin. And he helped film my behind the scenes video that I just recently released in December on Instagram that documented my process, what happens when I'm doing a portrait session. Extremely talented, really funny guy. He also has had quite some success on TikTok with going viral. So shout out to Yeah Gross, and thank you for collabing.
Awesome. I'm sure we'll think of other cool creatives to shout out throughout the rest of this podcast, but just to add a little bit of more ideas for y'all is, don't always wait for the red carpet to be rolled out for you or an invitation, because I think nothing is ever really that personal. And sometimes people are so caught up in their creative routine and the people that they already, you know, grind with, that it's hard for them to look outside and kind of like seek someone out and take them under their wing. So don't ever be afraid to ask. And don't be ever be afraid to reach out and make those connections. And that's why, you know, I've never been much of an event planner, but I was tired of nights of feeling lonely. And that's why I started hosting things like vision board party at my house tonight, or everybody come over here, we're gonna have a gingerbread house making contest, and just inviting everybody that you enjoy spending time with. And, you know, more than enough people are going to show up. Even if it's just one person, you can make a meaningful connection over doing something creative. And I absolutely love that. So if you do decide to host like an open house for other creatives, and you could even plan like little games where everybody gets up an elevator, pitches themselves. But there's also different entrepreneur organizations probably in your area as well that are already doing something very similar. So, you know, join broad Facebook groups, but also look local and really seek out, because there's so much local talent too that you may not even realize. He's over here just like petting his dog. Love it.
Yes, pets give us life, give us love, and sustenance, much like our creative circles.
Mm-hmm. Another way to kind of branch out of your little home office, per se, if you're a small business owner, is to attend things like open mic nights, art festivals. And if you meet one person at that event, if you just try to reach out to one person, you're likely going to be connected to all of their friends as well. So you could just make the move with one person and end up with a whole posse, which is so exciting.
Well, right. And you meet that one person, and that's all, like, that's it. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's successful.
Exactly.
Right? So definitely, and you know, we want to recognize that people have different personalities. Some people find it easier to go out and meet others, and others may not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is a great way to ease into it if you're someone who is more introverted and maybe doesn't get as much energy from social situations. Mm-hmm. That this is a chance for you to branch out, and we're, you know, of course, don't try to change yourself to fit the bill, but maybe you know someone who knows someone. Get someone who can go out with you that you feel comfortable around, and use that as your way to explore, to have somebody who can help introduce you to other people, and then you'll start building that muscle memory, and then you will be able to do it on your own.
Yep. And if you're the person that doesn't really like to go to things in person, that's the perfect time to send a DM or a nice message.
Agreed.
And I think there's something so powerful about consistently communicating with other creatives and supporting them, because even if they don't notice the first time, they'll notice when you're a continuate advocate and supporter for their brand or their social media, and that's how the connections are formed. I think it's so important. Networking is something that is done over the span of time. It is not a one-time thing. So if you're going to connect with people, follow up. Don't be afraid to reach out and keep that conversation going. And don't be afraid to, just cut it out. Keep that conversation going. That's all I needed to say.
Yeah. And an important distinction, right? Remember, we're building relationships here, right? We are, because you don't know, right? You might meet someone who is an awesome creative that can either give you some great advice, or they might provide a service that you really need. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to be able to meet that person or even just stumble on their work on social media and then message them and possibly connect with them. And then who knows, you might, it's great when they may hire you for your service and vice versa, you hire them for their service. And then you've both played a part in growing each other's businesses or passions or things, whatever you're doing. And you've also gotten the benefit of receiving that awesome new relationship.
I completely agree. And that brings up an interesting point, because it's like, how do you reach out to a creative that you want to collaborate with, but you don't want to be off-putting? Like, for example, I've gotten DMs before from people who are like, hey, I'm looking to build a long-lasting relationship with another photographer that basically shoots me for free only for like, and I'll just post the images. Like, do you want to hang out? And I feel like that's very different than, hey, like, I really want to get to know you. I think we have a lot in common. Like, do you want to get coffee and just talk about life, business, entrepreneurship and stuff too? Ultimately, it's up to you whether you feel like an investment in giving your time to an influencer or somebody like that would be beneficial to you. But for me, it just felt more insincere in that moment from that specific message than a true human connection and a true creative connection in the industry.
Right. Because that comes from the perspective of asking right away for something.
When you don't know where that person is at in their business at all. And it's just assuming that you guys are on the same level and you're just going to be willing to trade services immediately, which is something that can absolutely be done. And I would be more than happy to do. But I think asking for something right away, rather than actually trying to get to know each other, is kind of a little sad.
Well, and it's different than if that person had come to you, Brooke, and said, hey, listen, I'm really new to photography and I am looking to improve my skill set. Brooke, do you need a behind the scenes photographer at one of your graduation sessions? I would love to come do some of that work for you for free, just to hang out with you and get to know you and improve my photography experience.
Absolutely. And I've had people do that before. And I'm like, here's my dates. Come with me. I'll teach you everything I know, and that I love doing that. And it's cool to be on the other side of that too, and be able to shadow other people. Like, there's always something to learn.
Absolutely. And so I think finding something that you can offer that person that you want to build that relationship with ahead of the time, and then coming and then connecting with them on the basis of, this is what I want to do for you. Mm-hmm. Is a much better place to be in than just saying, hi, my name is Logan and I want X, Y, and Z from you.
Even though sometimes that could get a yes.
You never know.
Sometimes if you're pitching yourself, like especially for like brand deals and whatnot with blogging, sometimes that's exactly what you need to do. So it's very situational.
Yes.
And I think if you're trying to truly connect with someone, you need to at least do a little bit of your research and, mm-hmm. and be mindful with how you pitch that, for sure. But that's all I was trying to say.
Right. Because if you're gonna come at it with the standpoint, like I said, and try to provide them value up front, mm-hmm. Knowing that that's something that will actually add value to their life ahead of time by doing your research, mm-hmm. because of the fact that we have access to all the information that we need to do that any time of day, 2 a.m., whatever time of day it is, definitely take advantage of that.
Yep.
And we hope that you will start today, if you haven't already, to build that creative circle, to build that network, to build those relationships that will hopefully last a lifetime.
And if you do reach out to anybody, feel free to let us know in the comments. Just be like, hey, I sent a DM today. I set up a coffee chat with someone. I am mentoring somebody next week. Like, we would love to know and cheer you on in that. And just as a roundup of everything we've gone over so far, we have start or join a Facebook group. You could do local or more broad. Host an open house / mini mastermind session if you're more of an event planner type gal or guy. Don't be afraid to make the first move. There's generally a false impression of competition, but generally the creative entrepreneurs that I've met are very welcoming because the lifestyle is a little bit lonely sometimes. So sometimes you just need people to sit next to you and kind of grind out work with you and give you feedback and bounce it off each other. Another thing we have is to look local. There are open mic nights, art festivals. Meet one person and you'll likely meet a whole posse. In addition to that, we have collaborate with a fellow creative. So whether you're a photographer, see if you can find someone that will equally provide services back and forth with you and trade services and learn new skills. But I'm sure that's easily applicable to any other thing in the creative industry. And we just want to encourage you to get out there and make those connections today.
Absolutely. If one person listening to this right now DM someone just because, this was a success.
Shoot your shot. You never know. They might become your best friend. You might be sitting here recording a podcast.
Yes, you might. Yes, it might blossom into an awesome friendship. You never know. You mm-hmm. never know. And I think that is the magic.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the perfect way to wrap up this podcast today. Aw, Buffy, Logan's dog, is like petting me. He's touching the cords on the microphone. So cute. We just want to thank you for joining us. And we hope that this gives you the confidence and the courage to put yourself out there. You're going to make someone feel so welcome and so valued creatively. And it's going to help blossom your entrepreneur spirit as well. Let us know if you have any tips or other ideas on social media at Zooming In Podcast, TikTok, all of the other things that we have. We'll link all of our social media below, but I'm so distracted by this cute dog. Logan, take it away.
Yes. Thank you again so much for listening to this episode of the Zooming In Podcast. We hope that you'll share this on social media with your friends, family, loved ones, and acquaintances, and new people that you DM with, and people that become a part of your creative circle. If you'd like to be a part of our creative circle, let us know, because we are just two people who can sit in front of a microphone and not shut up for 2 hours. So if you want to be a part of that experience, you know, reach out to us, you know, send us a DM, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We welcome any and all feedback that we can get, because we want to make sure that with every week that our episodes are getting better and more informative, so that way they're bringing you the most value possible.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us again, and we will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to Zooming In.
We'll see you next time.
Crushed it.
Please make way. Double trouble in paradise.